My name's Jono Bacon, and I've got a PlayStation 3 and a Linux box.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I've got a Nintendo Wii and a Linux box.
And this is...
Shot of Jack!
People love to play, and the way millions today are playing is through the plethora of video games in the market. Gaming is big business, $10.3 billion in the US alone, and gaming has consistently pushed the envelope in terms of graphics, sound, interaction, and immersive experiences. With gaming in such demand by consumers and such big business for studios and publishers, some have gone on to suggest that Linux will never quite make it until it is a fully supported platform that runs the wide gamut of PC games that Windows does. While Linux has an impressive range of open source games and a comprehensive platform for common gaming needs, such as OpenGL, TeamSpeak with Mumble, and great human interface device support, so far the take-up in the commercial games industry has been, how shall we say it, a little bit minimal. Years back, we saw the now-defunct Loki Software releasing titles such as Civilization Call to Power, Myth 2 Soul Blighter, Railroad Tycoon 2, and, wait for it, Eric's Ultimate Solitaire. A collection of games that seems about as fun as a clonic irrigation kit. Although it is tempting to rain on Loki's parade, did they peak a little bit too early? Did they enter the gaming sphere when the technology wasn't quite ready yet? In other words, what needs to be done today to bring Linux forward as a top-tier gaming platform? And do we really need to be a top-tier gaming platform to be taken seriously as an operating system?
The things that need to be answered about what needs to be done today are broadly, do we have the technology available in order to actually allow people to build games? And then if you do have the technology and you build the latest game on Linux, will anyone actually pay you any money for it?
Yes. So why don't we start with the technology then? What do you think about that?
Well, the technology question is interesting. It's obviously possible to build a modern commercial game on Linux if you know how. I mean, there are some games exist and they don't seem to be significantly worse in terms of technology than their commercial, other platform Windows or console rivals. You know, I mean, there are ports of games. They exist. They work. So it's clearly doable. The question is whether the knowledge is out there to allow most people to actually do this work. One of the interesting stories I heard was a guy called Jonathan Blow, who was an independent game developer, built a game called Braid, which was incredibly successful for an independent game. It sold thousands and thousands and thousands of copies. And people whittled on him about saying, we want a Linux port. And so he asked a couple of questions about it, saying, okay, how would I do the following things on Linux? How would I find out where the mouse, what the mouse's acceleration is, stuff like that. And he got ridiculously fanboyed by people saying, I just use SDL. And he's like, look, I'm a professional game developer. I know what I'm doing. Your technology doesn't seem to be up to scratch. And he eventually got that sick of people trying to teach him to suck eggs and him saying, look, the technology isn't there, that he sacked it all off and there is no Linux port of Braid.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me you've got two types of games, right? You've got open source games and commercial games. And the two have very different needs. Like, if you want to set up an open source project, you can basically pick any technology that you want. And you can tie it to Linux if you want, because a lot of open source people only care about Linux. Whereas for a commercial game, your whole world is dominated by portability. You know, in Windows, you need to make sure your game will run on multiple versions of Windows. The same with Mac, and on Linux, you need to make sure it'll run on multiple distributions. It's the same as any other ISV. So therefore, not only that, what you need to do is typically most games companies will have one code base and they'll just rebuild it for different systems. So they need to, that's why a lot of them use OpenGL as an example. So it seems to me that, like, going up to someone and saying, well, why don't you use this native Linux technology, doesn't mean anything if you port in a commercial game, to support Linux. So what we should really look to in this shot is commercial games, because we're not commercial games developers. We should look to some commercial games developers to come in and share their experiences on the shot comments about what's involved.
Is the technology actually genuinely available? If you wanted, presumably at the moment, games companies at least think about the idea of a Linux port. If you're writing some kind of vaguely cross-platform game, it runs on a couple of consoles and on Windows. Or if you're thinking about a Mac port or whatever, you could at least think about a Linux port. What makes you reject it? And one of the things might be the technology just isn't there to do it. But the other big question is they don't think there's a market.
Yeah, I think this is a key thing. So there's been a couple of interesting experiences, a couple of interesting examples here. I mean, you know, World of Goo, for example, this game that was published on Linux's one platform, they published some interesting sales figures, and they were definitely selling on Linux, right? I mean, yes. They were making money. I mean, they, you know, it was spread across different distributions, but the sales figures for Linux were approximately the same as the Mac. So it was interesting that there was a demand there, but I wonder whether World of Goo is maybe an edge case. I mean, another example is Postal, this horrifically inappropriate game that's been published for Linux for years, even spawned a pretty shit movie. You know, that's out there. And then, of course, Loki. I mean, Loki shut up shop over 10 years ago, but at the time... you know, Linux was much, much earlier in its evolution. We now have millions more users. And kind of the replacement for that has been Linux Games Publishing, who are, I think, an English-based company. I think it's Mike, that guy, Michael, who came to Lug Radio Live a few times, runs them. So I wonder, it sounds like there's the market out there, but the question is whether the market is enough to justify commercial ports. Isn't it just as simple as making a fucking rebuild? I mean, isn't it just a case of building for Linux?
I don't think it's quite that easy. I mean, there is obviously a market, some kind of market, for commercial games on Linux. Otherwise, absolutely no one would be doing it. And some people are. You mentioned quite a few examples. There's Introversion, who made Darwinia and Uplink and Defcon. And they've got Linux ports of their games as well. And again, largely, you know, all the data files and everything are the same on each of the... And then you just build a runtime engine for each platform. So it's clearly doable, but it seems to be being done by people who are prepared to live in the margins. People who are prepared to make enough money to pay the developers.
It's a lot of independent games. I mean, Heroes of Nirwath was a good example. They won the Independent Games Festival Audience Award. And it's a beautiful looking game.
Yeah,
but does anyone use it? Does anyone play it? I mean, everyone's playing World of Warcraft, right?
Well, this is the thing, you know, there's almost two different kinds of gaming. You've got independent games where they're built by people who love it and want it to be a success, and they're prepared to make some money, but none of them are going to be buying a huge guitar-shaped swimming pool every time soon. And then you've got the gaming is big business, it earned $10.3 billion in the US, and it's bigger than the movie industry, which is like EA. You know, who are not interested in Linux stuff at all. So
on a slight tangent, the other thing which we haven't considered is, you know, Linux has always been a great integration platform, and we've seen things such as the GP2X handheld games console, which runs Linux. Unfortunately, all the games are shit. They're all like, kind of like 8-bit classics, which you know, games that you don't want to play. Some of them are all right, but and then you had things like the Evo games console, which is like a Linux-based games console, and we haven't even seen a huge amount of growth there. But getting back to the original question, I mean, do we give a shit? I mean, do we need games to legitimize us as a platform?
Yeah, it's a serious question, to be honest with you. There can't be that many. What does gaming actually buy you? If the latest game came out on Linux as well as the other platforms, no one's going to move to Linux because they get that game, right?
Yeah.
Realistically, at the moment, there will be some people who say, look, I can't possibly move to Linux because I need to play the latest games. I'll do that on Windows. At which point, you know, possibly we're stopping those people from moving over. But realistically, Linux is always going to drag behind Windows in terms of driver support for brand new hardware, which is the sort of thing that gamers care about.
Yes and no. I'd say that part of the reason why it's often hailed as this is important for Linux to progress, is that I think that by and large, if you look at the demographic of passionate Linux users, they are the demographic of people who play games. So that's part of the reason why. But also, if we did have these games, while the games might not extend the platform so much, it will actually produce better hardware support. I mean, you know, having Linux as a targeted platform for games will get us better drivers, right? I mean, it could bring more people who are interested in open source and work on the open source drivers and whatever else.
So the two things feed upon one another. To be frank with you, I don't think we need to be a top-tier gaming platform to be taken seriously as an operating system, because I think that realistically, it's quite reasonable to say to people, if you want to play games, buy a console. The experience is just... easier. You don't have to worry about, does my driver support this? And people have to worry about this kind of thing on Windows too, you know.
Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, I personally don't play games on Linux. I use my PlayStation 3 or my Wii. But you know what? Maybe that's a reason, maybe that's an opportunity for Linux. We did a shot recently about Boxy. Maybe what we need is a Linux distribution where you literally plonk a disk into your CD drive or DVD drive and it just plays.
So
this is where Linux can really strive for it. That's what I'd like to see.
People stop
making
games and trying to make them work on all the different Linux platforms. They either make a game which... you either build a game for this specific games-only distribution, or you just bundle Linux with it. So your game becomes a boot disk, like in the old days. You just boot off.
Exactly. You know, it'd be like, I don't know, Gamebuntu or something.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't even need to be Gamebuntu. Just have the gaming people bundle Linux with their... on the same CD. So
you just put the CD
in, it boots all the way up from scratch. You can't do that with Windows.
Live CD.
Do it with Linux. Yeah, it's essentially a live CD that plays the game.
So there we have it. That's what we think. We're both, by definition, casual gamers. We're not experts by any stretch, but... you know, this is a really great opportunity for discussion here. First of all, technology. I mean, what do we need to make Linux, say, a top-tier gaming platform? If you work for a commercial games company, if you have experience working with commercial games companies, come and share your experience there and what you think. Also, sales. I mean, can we sell enough games to make it a top-tier gaming platform? Would you go out and buy games? If you're not buying games for Linux right now, are you buying games for games consoles? If it was a top-tier gaming platform, would you stop buying games for games consoles and buy them for Linux instead? And thirdly, do you give a shit? Do we need Linux to be a top-tier gaming platform for it to be accepted and be successful?
Yep, so come and join the conversation. You can go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave us your comments. You can also go to shotofjack.org/discuss and find out how to get in touch with us, send us emails about this subject or any other subject, things you'd like to hear us talk about on the show. And you can find out how to get in touch with us on Twitter and Identica as well.
And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.